American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the dairy sector of the cattle industry.
We're doing a whole lot on regulatory work and lobbying on their behalf.
That's Mike McCree. He's a Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer of the Land of Lakes Dairy Cooperative. And the fact that California is the largest dairy state with the heaviest of regulations, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, said Mike McCree.
You know, we are here in Sacramento. We're out in Washington, D.C. every day on their behalf, you know, really representing many of their issues, whether it be water, whether it be regulation, reducing regulation, and really just working on their behalf on all the things they need. Greenhouse gas, the whole bit, you know. But in my world, you know, we're working on innovation. And so on the innovation side, we continue to work very hard on their behalf on creating new products and services, whether that's in our labs. We have a couple really exciting products coming to market next year, which I can't talk about on the radio.
We can't take even a little peek under the tent?
No, unfortunately, I think there's some angry people back at home. But we're also doing it through mergers and acquisitions, and we're out there experimenting with, you know, the new trends that are out there. You know, dairy consumption in the United States, it continues to go down every year, and I think many dairy farmers know that. We're out there trying to figure out what's the next innovation in dairy that we can help reverse that trend, grow those markets, both here in the U.S. and overseas. So it's on the product side, and then it's on the technology side. There's a lot of technologies.
And that's where we met Mike McCree at the recent Ag Tech Summit in Salinas.
You know, the dairy industry is a little bit further behind than the crop industry, but we are looking at a lot of technologies to help them manage those farms more efficiently. And so there's a lot coming out, I'd say, in the next 10 years on the animal health, animal care side that we're excited about. But, you know, overall, though, we got to grow that milk market for them one way or another, and that's really what we're focused on.
And we asked McCree what we can do about these low milk prices hurting the dairy farmers.
You know, prices have been suppressed due to oversupply, and it's, you know, like many times before, it's about hunkering down, making the right business decisions for themselves, and working with us and their other partners, you know, to really talk about their challenges, get a little bit more focused, get the public engaged to help them, right? They're part of these communities. They're part of this state. You know, it's not some faraway land that farmers make food and milk and all these nutritious items in some. It's all about getting connected to those people and to help, you know, help people understand their issues.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.